Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure, pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House coffee time, transcribed in Hollywood and starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With our special guest tonight, Marie McDonald, yours truly, Toby Reed, Harry Lubin, the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Well, George Burns is still convinced that he has no place in television. He's tried to conceal his anxiety from Gracie, but she can see that all is not well with her little man.
George, you're unhappy about something, aren't you?
No, I'm not, Gracie.
Oh, yes, you are. I can always tell. When you're happy, you smile and your little nose crinkles up. But for a week now, it's just been hanging there.
I'm still worried about television, Gracie.
Well, you needn't, darling. I've got an idea that'll make you a sensation.
You had one last week that didn't work.
Well, this one is better.
I see.
The three biggest things on television are Hopalong Cassidy, Milton Berle, and the baseball games.
So?
So combine them. Come out and say, "Howdy, partner. A funny thing happened to me on my way to first base." Nothing, huh?
Nothing, nothing.
Well, you still have no reason to worry. Now, look how well Howdy Doody and Judy Splinters are doing. Even a dummy can be a success in television.
It's not you I'm worried about, kid.
I don't get it.
Skip it, and skip me in television. I still say the studios want young, handsome guys.
Oh, you're more than just handsome. Your face has character. Everybody says so.
Everybody?
Well, sure, I've heard dozens of people say, "Look at the character on that face." Hmm. Or did they say, "Look at
the face
on
that character?" Yeah.
Well, anyway, you'll be great.
Another Sid Gary, yes.
And I haven't even mentioned your biggest talent. Your glorious singing voice.
Yeah, I do have that.
And think of the suspense you've built up. For 15 years, people have been listening to you sing on the radio.
Hmm. The birds are sweetly singing, the perfume flowers are ringing, and the wind is warm. I just pass them by.
Yeah, you sure? Just like that, sugar throat. They've been listening and saying, "Sounds like that can't come from a human throat." Now, go on television and prove it to them.
We're back to the two meanings again.
Oh, George, if I tell you you're great for television, you can believe it. Have I ever been wrong? Have I ever made a mistake?
About a million.
All right, so I'm due for a winner.
Look, I don't think that I would...
Come in.
Hi, Burns.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Well, what's new?
Oh, Gracie thinks I could be on television. And I say it's for guys with sex appeal, like you.
Oh, stop with that, George. I haven't got any more sex appeal than Clark Gable.
And you're modest, too.
Bill, don't you think George has a future on television?
Well, definitely, Gracie. You're a natural, George. Now, look, there are thousands of television sets in bars, and you'll double their business.
How?
How a customer... How a customer comes into a bar, your face is on the screen. One look, he's got to have a drink.
Bill.
One drink, he's got the nerve to take another look.
Willie.
That sobers him up, he buys another drink.
Comedian.
Now he thinks nothing can frighten him, so he looks again. Got to have another drink.
Summer replacement.
He hangs on the bar and sneaks another look. Now he sees two of you. He buys a bottle.
Okay. I'm going to the cigar store. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Oh, Bill. You shouldn't have kidded George like that. You know very well he's got as much sex appeal as you have.
Oh, come on now, Gracie. Women flock around me like moths. They want to eat me up.
Well, they did the same thing to George when he was single. And by the time I married him, he was plenty moth-eaten.
Gracie, you can't compare us. Now, listen, do you know who's been chasing me for weeks, trying to get an introduction to me? Just dying to meet me?
Who?
Marie McDonald.
Marie McDonald? You mean the body?
Yeah. Now, confess, Gracie, did a girl as gorgeous and seductive as Marie McDonald ever chase George?
Well, sure, and I caught him, too.
Well, Marie would like to catch me, but I'm playing hard to get. Oh, boy, does she go for Goodwin. She fell in love with me on the radio.
Wouldn't the divan have been more comfortable?
No, Gracie, I mean, she was listening to our program. She heard my voice and just fell apart.
Well, whoever put her back together sure did a fine job.
You're not kidding. You know, Gracie, Marie even writes fan letters addressed to the golden-voiced announcer on the Maxwell House Coffee program.
Really?
Yeah. She writes things like, "Are you as handsome as you sound?" Well, of course I'm not.
No?
No, I'm handsomer. Yeah, so she's really after me. And, Gracie, when Marie McDonald chases you, then you know you've got sex appeal.
Yeah. Say, that would even convince George.
Huh?
Well, if Marie chased George, he'd be ready for television.
And she'd be ready for the snake pit.
Say, Bill,
You'll
have to excuse me. I have work to do.
Well, okay, Gracie, but don't be a dreamer. The day Marie McDonald chases George, it'll snow in Los Angeles.
You mean she's been chasing him all winter?
No, Gracie.
Well, I'll see you later, Bill.
Okay.
Oh, gee, I hope Maria's home. I'm sure I can make a deal with her.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'd like to speak to Marie McDonald.
I'm Marie McDonald. Excuse me, but why are you staring at me so closely?
Well, you're not quite what I expected. I don't understand why they call you the body.
Why?
Well, you've got a head, too.
Thanks. You're Gracie Allen, aren't you?
Oh, you recognize me.
Oh, yes, when you came in, I thought it was you. When you started talking, it had to be you.
Oh, well, I think that we can do one another a favor, Marie. I understand you'd like to meet the golden voice announcer on our Maxwell House coffee program.
Oh, yes, Gracie. I've fallen in love with his voice. Tell me, is he handsome?
Oh, terrifically handsome. And that's not just my opinion. It's his, too.
Well, I'm really anxious to land him.
Oh, well, I can arrange it, Marie. But first you have to do me a favor.
All right, what is it?
Now, I want you to act like you're madly in love with my husband. If you convince George that he's got sex appeal, he'll go on television.
Yeah, but Gracie, I'm in pictures. I don't want television to be a success. And if George goes on, I'll do it. When shall I put on this act?
This afternoon.
Oh, but I'd planned to go to the beach at Santa Monica this afternoon.
Say, that's the perfect place for the meeting. George could use some sunshine. He hasn't been to the beach for so long his little pail and shovel are all rusty.
Then the beach it is. Now, when you're ready for me to do my act, you go into the ocean for a swim and leave George alone.
All right, now remember, make him realize that he's irresistible.
I'll put everything I've got into it.
Well, that should be plenty, especially if you put it in a bathing suit.
Well, I'll be wearing a strapless bathing suit. It's fine for the sun.
Oh, I guess the fathers like it, too. Well, Marie, see you at the beach. George, aren't you glad we came to the beach?
Oh, I don't know, Gracie. These new swimming trunks you bought me are awfully short. I like my old bathing suit better.
Oh, but darling, it wasn't safe. You were always tripping over the hem.
Well, I feel awfully silly in these little things.
Why, you're the center of attraction. Every woman on the beach is looking at you.
Yeah, but they're laughing.
Well, certainly. They're laughing at their husbands, those unattractive men they married.
What are the single women laughing at?
Well, they're laughing at the married women for being such dopes.
What are the men laughing at?
Oh, they're laughing at the single women who can't get you because you're married.
Just one question. What are the children laughing at?
The sand tickles their feet.
I still think they're laughing at me. These swimming trunks are too skimpy.
Well, I think they're beautiful, and I love the color. It's called watermelon green.
That accounts for what the lifeguard said.
What did he say?
I was lying here on my back, and he tapped me on the stomach and said, "You better get that out of the sun. It'll be too hot to eat."
Well, he's just jealous of your figure, that's all.
Wish you hadn't gotten me these swimming trunks so tight across the hips. What size are they?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. What size are they?
That's it. They come in four sizes. Small, medium, large, and are you kidding?
I got a small, are you kidding?
What a friendly invitation anytime, for there's nothing more enjoyable morning, noon, or night than a cheering cup of good, fragrant coffee. Delicious Maxwell House coffee. It's America's favorite, you know, bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. And the reason for this great preference? Why, it's that good to the last drop flavor. Rich, heartwarming flavor only Maxwell House gives you. There's just one way to create this superb flavor. It's the blending of many choice coffees, premium varieties of Highland-grown Latin American coffees, which our Maxwell House experts select with the greatest care and skill. Now, first they choose Manizales coffees for mellowness. They add Medellins for richness. Other choice coffees contribute robust vigor. And Bucaramangas add their fine, full body. This superb Maxwell House blend is then radiant roasted to full flavor goodness. And brought to you vacuum-packed in the familiar blue Maxwell House tin.
And ladies, vacuum-packing means you get all the flavor and goodness you pay for. Vacuum-packing means every pound of Maxwell House you buy is as fresh and fragrant as the hour it was roasted. No coffee in ordinary packages can be as fresh.
So friends, treat yourself to the very best in coffee-drinking pleasure. Enjoy Maxwell House coffee. Always good to the last drop.
George, how can you say that you haven't haven't got enough sex appeal for television. Well, you're so loaded that every woman on this beach is after you. They all want to get you.
Oh, go, go.
Well, it's true. Whenever two women walk by and look at you, one always turns to the other one and says, "Get him."
I still say when... Hey, speaking of figures, look at that one.
Which one?
The girl in the strapless bathing suit, leading the Airedale.
Oh, that's Marie McDonald, the movie star.
Wow. Look at that crowd of men following her along the beach.
Well, isn't that silly? You'd think they never saw an Airedale before.
She's heading this way.
Yes. Well, I think I'll take a little swim.
Okay, I'll join you.
No. Why don't you stay here and rest?
No. I feel like a swim. I want to plunge through the surf, battle the riptide, skim through the water.
But, George, I didn't bring the inner tube.
Okay, I'll stay here and rest.
Ah, that's good. Get a nice suntan. You're doing fine. Your feet are tanned already.
Still got my shoes on.
Oh. Well, I won't be long, darling.
Okay. Yeah, it's nice to just lie here and relax in the sun.
Woohoo.
Hello there, you great, big, beautiful hunk of man. I said hello. Aren't you going to speak to me, you dreamboat?
Who? Me?
Well, yes, you. I've been watching you ever since you got to the beach, watching and waiting for your girlfriend to leave so I could get you alone.
Who? Me?
Oh, now don't act so surprised. This must happen to a man with your sex appeal a dozen times a day.
No, you see, I just got this new swimming suit. The one I had before didn't show so much of me.
Oh, what a shame. Why, that's like covering up a Rembrandt.
Who? Me?
Yes, of course. You know, but I'm afraid you're getting a little sunburned. Would you like me to rub some oil on your chest?
Oh, no. I don't think you'd better.
Oh, but you're the kind of man I like to do things for. I want to wait on you, be your slave. Would you like me to light a cigar?
Yeah. Light one for me, too. Let's have a smoke and talk this thing over. You see, Marie, I'm married to Gracie Allen, and I love her. I belong to her.
No one woman can claim you. When a man's got what you've got, he belongs to all women.
Well, I don't think there's enough of me to go around. You've got to fight this thing, Marie.
I can't. I'm mad about you. You're irresistible.
Yeah, but fight it. Now go away and forget me.
I'll go, but I'll never forget you. Will you kiss me goodbye?
No, let's just shake hands.
Goodbye, my darling. I shall dream of you. Au revoir.
Bonjour. Wow. These new swimming trunks are dynamite. I better cover up with sand before I start a riot.
Okay, Gracie, you can go back to George now.
Well, did it work, Marie? Is he ready to go on television?
Oh, yes. He thinks he's the most fascinating man in the world. I threw myself at him.
Oh, well, you didn't fall in love with him, did you? You didn't let yourself go.
Oh, don't worry, Gracie. I kept my head.
Well, never mind your head. It's the rest of you I'm worried about.
I assure you, Gracie, he's all yours.
Oh, thank goodness. You know, I wouldn't want to lose him. Husbands like George don't grow on trees.
No, I guess when they get that ripe, they drop off. Well, Gracie, I kept my part of the bargain. Now, when do I get to meet that golden-voiced announcer?
Oh, well, I've arranged for him to be at my house at 6 o'clock. George is going out to dinner with some men, so you two can have dinner with me.
Oh, I'll be there, Gracie. Gee, I'm so excited. I just know I'll have goose flesh.
No, I'm serving pot roast. Well, see you at 6, Marie. George, we've been home from the beach for an hour now. Don't you think you ought to take off your swimming trunks and put on some clothes?
Want me to cover up a Rembrandt?
Well, you've got to be out of the house by 6 o'clock for your dinner appointment, I mean.
That can wait. I'm trying to figure out a television program where I can wear these green swimming trunks. You see, for a fanfare, I'll have dum-da-da-dum-dum-dum-dum. Come in. I'm beginning to hear things. Come in. Oh, he's in. Hello. Hi, Gracie. Hi, John. Ah! What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? It's quite a shock to walk in and find a nude man holding a watermelon.
I happen to be wearing green swimming trunks.
Oh.
Besides, comedian, you should see the terrific effect my figure has on a woman.
Well, it could be, but it sure looks terrible on a man.
I think I'll go get dressed. I'm hurt.
Gracie, you told me to be here at 6. What's up?
Well, Bill, Marie McDonald did me a favor, and in return, I promised that she could meet you. I hope you don't mind.
Well, I guess I've kept the poor kid waiting long enough. Okay, I'll give her a thrill.
Oh, you're good, Bill. Good. Come in.
Well, Gracie, here I am.
And Marie, here's the man who can grant your heart's desire, Bill Goodwin.
Oh, would you, Mr. Goodwin?
Well, sure, kid. Just ask me.
Well, I'll leave you two alone. Goodbye.
Bill, for weeks now, I've been dying to have a date with the golden-voiced announcer who talks about Maxwell House coffee.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, would you introduce me to Toby Reed?
He's your dream man.
Oh, yes. When Toby talks about the rich, mellow goodness of Maxwell House, his voice is just as rich and mellow as the coffee.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you think he's good, just listen to this. Maxwell House is a blend of choice Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to the very peak of flavor perfection. America's favorite brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop.
Oh, I like the way Toby says it. Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
What's great about that? Would you say the boy stood on the burning deck?
Oh, now, come on, Bill. Introduce me to Toby. I want to see if he looks as wonderful as he sounds.
Oh, that's right, Marie. You've never seen him, have you?
No, when can I meet him?
Listen, Marie, do you want to meet a man who's 50 years older than you are? A man who's so short he has to stand on a soapbox to reach the microphone?
No, I met George. I want to meet Toby.
I give up.
Well, how are you two getting along?
Gracie, she brushed me off.
Oh, that's nice. Did you give her a tip?
I mean, she turned me down for Toby Reed. I can't even get near her. Goodbye. Or as your friend Toby would say, goodbye.
Well, so it was Toby Reed that you wanted to meet.
Oh, yes. He's my dream man. You know, I'm afraid poor Bill is terribly angry.
Oh, don't worry about him. He'll find another girl.
I don't know. When he left here, he was seeing red.
I told you he'd find another girl. Now, I'll arrange for you to meet Toby. After all, you kept your part of the bargain.
Yes, I convinced George that he belongs on television.
Oh, and he does, Marie. I read that television needs new blood, and George knows all the places to get it.
Well, I'm anxious to...
Oh, George, I thought you'd gone.
I couldn't find my necktie, so... Marie McDonald. So you followed me here?
Well,
Gracie, it wasn't my fault. She saw me on the beach and blew her top. I tried to fight her off.
Oh, she confessed her mad infatuation. She came to carry you away, didn't you, Marie? Well, go on, tell him in your own passionate words.
Huh?
There. Did you hear that? But she can't have you, George.
That's right, Marie. You've got to forget me.
Well, she can't forget you, can you, Marie?
No, I can't.
Oh, there's only one way. Go and join the French Foreign Legion.
She can't do that. They only take men.
Well, if she changes her name, who'll know?
Those Frenchmen are clever.
Shan't have you, George. I'll fight her. I'll scratch and claw and bite.
Oh, Gracie.
Well, I can't help it, George. It's instinct. I'll fight for you like a mother bird fights for a worm.
Honey.
Oh, he's mine, Marie.
No, he's mine.
Well, you better leave before I tear your hair out by... Oh, what a lovely hairdo.
Oh, you like it?
Oh. It's marvelous.
Now, stop fighting, girls.
Where did you have it done, Marie?
At Pierre's.
Really? I've been going to Antoine.
I'm not worth it.
Oh, Pierre is much better.
Could I see him this afternoon?
Oh, sure. We can go right away.
Well, come on. What are we waiting for?
Girls. That's funny. Without those green shorts, I seem to lose something.
George and Gracie will return in just a moment.
Ladies, would you like to help cut down the terrible toll of home accidents? If so, join the housewives from coast to coast who are forming Don't Be a Gracie clubs. Now, these club members pledge themselves to rid their own homes of the hazards that cause accidents. If you'd like to form a Don't Be a Gracie Club in your community, write to Gracie Allen, Hollywood Plaza Hotel, Hollywood 28, California.
Join us again next Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Harry Lubin and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed. And now, here are our stars.
Gracie, next week our guest star will be the one and only Mickey Rooney.
Oh, he's a wonderful actor.
Yeah, Mickey's been in show business all his life. He was born in a trunk backstage.
Oh, they should have lifted the lid so he could keep growing.
See you next week, Mickey. Good night.
If you like good things the easy way.
Good things the easy way.
Instant Maxwell House, that's for you. Good, good coffee that's easy too.
No time, no trouble.
No grounds, no pot.
And it's good to the very last. You know what?
Yes, Instant Maxwell House means great coffee instantly in your cup. Here's real instant coffee. All pure Maxwell House coffee in instant form. Enjoy Instant Maxwell House. Instantly.
Good to the very last. You know what?
Until next Thursday, when our guest will be Mickey Rooney, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show was transcribed in Hollywood and written by Paul Hemming and Keith Fowler.
Stay tuned for Noah Webster Says, which follows immediately. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.